I hopped into the car with Joel, my son, who was 8 years old. He sat excitedly as I drove us off down the highway, arriving at the location of the gangbang after an hour of driving. It was a faceless and large home, surrounded by a large lawn, blending in with many others on the outskirts of the city. It was the home of Keith, the host of this party. We parked the car and got out. Keith answered the door and ushered us in. We were the first to arrive. The other six men would be coming shortly, all together. Keith was in his mid-40s, tall and slim, with short, dark stubble like me. He shook my hand and introduced me to his son, Kevin. He was 7 years old, skinny like his father, with a freckled face and wild black hair. The boy wore just a pair of light pink cotton panties with frilly edges. Kevin kissed me and greeted me affectionately, having evidently attended numerous parties like this beforehand. He also greeted my own son, kissing and hugging him like they were brothers. Keith and I had some wine while we waited for the other guests, watching some porn videos while we waited. Keith's son featured in them, the little boy a year younger than he is now, getting anally fucked and cummed on by Keith and two men that Keith identified as his brothers. Finally, the other men arrived. They were a friendly-looking bunch, smartly dressed and polite, and discreetly handing over brown envelopes stuffed with their payment to me and Keith each. Money wasn't the main motivation. I was doing this because it was going to be great fun for me and Joel, but I wasn't going to turn down the money offered. Most of the men were middle-aged, but one guy, a stockbroker, was only in his late 20s. "Well," Keith began, once everyone had been made to feel at ease, "let's get started. Kevin and Joel are ready to bend over and brace their bottoms for some hard anal sex."
"Sounds good, Dad," insisted Kevin.
"Yeah, let's get going," Joel said, and he and Kevin quickly undressing. All of us men undressed, and soon the living room hummed with the buzz of eight men and two little boys, each one of us naked as the day we were born. Each man was fully erect, no doubt due to the sight of the young boys' smooth bodies and round little rear ends. The little boys got down onto the floor, on their hands and knees with their delicate butts thrust out, their little assholes winking at us men, who were meanwhile standing around jerking off. Kevin went forth and greased up the two boys' anuses with plenty of lube. Keith and I went first. I got down behind the 7-year-old Kevin and pushed my dick deep into his tight butthole, while next to me Keith slid his hard cock into Joel's 8-year-old anus. Both us men and the little boys we were sodomizing sighed in pleasure, groaning with joy as we began to commence thrusting into those delightful children's butts. The remaining six men were watching while jacking off and commenting to each other about the display in front of them. Myself and my host held ourselves in check and withdrew from the boys' assholes after a few minutes. We retired to one side, watching as our places were quickly taken by two other guys, pushing their huge erections up the boys' butts. Soon each man had butt-fucked the boys at least once, but all had withheld their orgasms. Now with Keith and I stepping up, our first orgasms were ready to finally be unleashed. I once again slid my throbbing dick into Kevin's 7-year-old ass, whilst my 8-year-old son Joel was anally penetrated by Keith's hard cock. The boys squirmed and panted with delight as they were fucked deep and hard, it now being almost an hour since we'd begun. I shortly ejaculated, pumping powerfully with my hips and squirting my cum deep into Kevin's tight rectum. I pulled out and moved aside, watching as some of my semen leaked out of Kevin's anus. My place was taken by a middle-aged man who got down and shoved his hard dick into Kevin. A moment later, Keith cried out in pleasure and fired his sperm into my son's butthole. And within seconds of him withdrawing and pulling away, another man swiftly took his place and sodomized young Joel's anus. I sat in an armchair while jerking off, and watched the other men fuck the boys' assholes in turn, letting rip with their orgasm in the kids' asses.
Keith soon, like myself, was fully erect once again. The other men were also re-stiffened, either by stroking their own cock or each other's. Eventually, the two little boys had been well and thoroughly butt-fucked, each with 4 loads of sperm in his preteen asshole. After generously lubing up the boys' anuses again, another round started. I penetrated Joel's tight young butthole balls deep, feeling several loads of sperm already in my son's ass, while the stockbroker stepped up to Kevin and fucked the boy's rectum. I soon pulled away and jacked off while watching Joel and Kevin continually be anally fucked, leaping in when Kevin was briefly free so I could penetrate his asshole again. I held myself in check when I withdrew, but when I stepped up again, this time to sodomize Joel, I fired my second huge load of cum into my son's butthole. At the same time, next to me, Keith was shooting his load up his son's anus. A further 30 minutes passed until each of us men had had a second orgasm each. The two boys had been sodomized for nearly 3 hours, nonstop, and were exhausted, but happy.